This is Jesse's Table, a value series by the House of MCL for brick and mortars so they can get and keep their customer. Welcome, I'm Miss Customer Loyalty, your host. Thank you for overflowing my cup today. Okay, I have a quick story. So I was attending the university, right? It's like more, well over a decade ago, I was attending university. And I had a professor, a history professor. And I remember the rumors of her being the toughest in the university. And she knew it too. And I remember going to class on the first day, reading the syllabus, and was like, oh my gosh. And what we were assigned to read in a week would be the equivalent of being in another history class. And that's their like monthly assignment, right? The standard was high, the bar was raised. And I remember feeling a bit of fear. Like, what am I doing here? It was just so intimidating. And I just said to myself, you know what? The only way I'm going to survive in this class is to be super organized. Because I was a non-traditional student. I was a mom. I was working. I had so much responsibility and not a lot of time. So I really knew that I had to come up with a system. So I made certain to always be prepared for class, to always show up on time, always be prepared for discussion. Because if you came to class and if you were not prepared, she would throw you out of the class. So this is what you call stand and deliver, where she would call on you. You had to stand up and answer. And if you did not have an answer, you were out of there, or she could clearly tell you didn't do the reading, you were unprepared, you're out of there. She did not play around, and she did it with that beautiful smile, okay? And I got through the semester. You know what? I smashed, okay? I was amazing. I was on top of my game for her class. And I remember the final paper was due. And at this point, I am like on E, running on fumes. Like, that's it. I got nothing else in the tank. And it was the day before the paper was due. So your girl was behind. But it's the final paper. And the paper was completed, but it needed to be edited. I had to clean it up. So I spent that evening well into the early morning editing my paper, you know, putting the finishing touches. And about 2:30 in the morning, I was finished. It was great. It looked fabulous, right? Okay, hit print, go to bed. That didn't happen. So I go to print my paper and I cannot find the file. Okay. And I was like, well, this is interesting. And so I spent some time just looking, and the only version of my paper I could find was my pre-8-hour editing blitz, right? Like, I couldn't find this paper. And a little panic ensued. And so I call my sister at like 3 a.m. She is like, you know, on the island. And I call her, and you know, I am like freaking out, and she could tell the pressure I was under. So she, being the great big sister that she is, she got up and she helped me, and we walk through it. She's telling me what to do, what to hit, what to look for. Can't find the paper. So we call my brother. He answers and wake him out of his sleep. I'm telling you, I have great siblings. And He searches, like he takes control of my computer. I share my screen or whatever. And if anybody could find it, it'll be him because he's like, he's all computer genius. He knows what he's doing. He can't find my paper. And my voice just starts to crack, right? Under the pressure, knowing that my window is closing and I am not making any progress. And I'm so distraught because I know I am out of time. I cannot pull this off, and I'm not about to hand in this paper in the condition that it's in. Class starts in a few hours. I have to be at her location to turn in my paper in just a few hours, and I don't have a paper. And I was just thinking, so I'm gonna just have to go in there and tell her the truth. And I was like, nope, not happening. No, ma'am. No, sir. Nein, nay, año. I cannot do it. It is not happening. But I truly, in my heart, even though my heart was completely sunk, I knew in my heart that I don't have another option. So I know I have to scrape up some courage from somewhere to look this woman in the eye, the same professor who I've seen thrown people out of her class. I have to go to her and basically say, my dog ate my paper. Like, no. But I scrape up some courage, and I mean, I'm scrapping. I'm scrapping like loose change. Like, I'm looking for loose change, right? Stuck between a car seat. I am like trying to find some courage. And so I pull up. I pull up into the parking lot because we didn't even have to meet her at class. We just had to, meet her wherever she was because she wore so many hats in the department that we could meet her at the center. So you can just pull up. Go inside, boom, she's there, drop off your paper, and that's it. And so I pull up to the parking lot and I walk in and I see her, and she is in full glory, okay? She is like beaming light, and it took all semester, but everybody has fallen in line. Everybody's gotten it. They've gotten the format. The papers look great. Chicago style. Everything looks fantastic. And here I am, knowing I'm about to put your light out. I am about to put that light out right now. Oh gosh. And so I walk in, and there she is, smiling. I could still see her face, smiling, glasses on, put together. She was always so put together. And I just tell the truth. I just tell the truth. I did not try to sugarcoat it, hide it, massage it, nothing. I just told her exactly what happened. And my professor, I kid you not, my professor looks at me. And I know it's coming. The flood of disappointment, the consequences, the sorry, you fail, zero. I know it's coming because I failed. I didn't deliver. And she says to me, if it's one student I don't worry about, it's you. Can you have it to me by Friday? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I could not believe it. I could not believe it. And, after that initial shock wore off, and I agreed to the terms, because she was like, Friday, I was like, I have to do you by like tomorrow. But like, I agreed to the terms. And I just remember walking out of there with this weight lifted off of me. And I realize something so critical. And this is something that I've been doing all semester, and I come to that realization. And this is something that business owners miss. All semester, I was building up a margin. Every time I showed up to that woman's class on time, prepared, ready, every single time I did the reading, I was basically communicating to her that I cared. That I cared about her, that I cared about what she was offering. And I want to say this to my business owners who are listening. Do you show your customers that you care? Because the day is going to come. I don't care how great you think you are. No business is perfect. But the day is going to come where you are going to need that margin. And it's going to be critical for you when you fall short that you have that margin. Because so many times, you see it, the 1-star Google review, that 1-star Google review, or, you know, your one customer tells 10 people who then tell 10 more people of how lame their experience was at your establishment. Let me tell you all something. You build margin by showing up for them every day. You show them you care every day. So how do you show them that you care every single day? The details. Imagine if I was just a terrible student, didn't care, right? Didn't show my professor that I valued her in any way. Didn't do my assignments, came into class late only to be kicked out, whatever. Do you think she would have given me that grace? I promise you she would not have. Not her. No, ma'am. No, sir. Not her. I promise you that. Okay. But we have to remind, you have to remind your customers that you care. And the only way for you to communicate that is not to be like, we care. So many people say they care and they don't. It's your actions. You have to pay attention to those details because the details will transmit that message to them that you care. But instead, what do? We treat our customers recklessly. Meh, mediocrity. And what we don't realize is a lot of times your customers, they might just be tolerating you, to be honest, because it's convenient. You know, you're close. You know, you're kind of like a specialty situation. But they'll tolerate you until your competition comes along and shows them the care that they've been missing, right? If everything else was the same, they come along and they just did it better. They communicated value to your customer so much better. Your customer would be gone. Your customers a lot of times don't know something is really bad on your end until your competition comes along and does it really well, right? So you don't want that. You want to pay attention to those details, right? Give them the care and the attention through details so that occasional failures on your end will just fade into relative importance. That's what you want. W.E. Deming, he's basically credited with building Japan's economy, right? Building it up, building it back after World War II, the miracle of Japan. And he said in his book, and he has a brilliant book, Out of the Crisis, he says in the book, one that runs his companies on visible figures alone will in time have neither company nor figures. And he explains that, yes, you have to measure, of course. There's certain things you have to measure because you're in business, because you have bills to pay, because you have, you know, responsibilities to be met. But to run it on that alone, you have lost a huge gem and you will be out of business real soon. So what are these unknowable numbers that Deming talks about? And he gives examples of all these. And the first example that he gives of unknowable numbers is the multiplying effect on sales that comes from a happy customer and the opposite effect from an unhappy customer. So how do you make your customers happy? And brick and mortar, this is your time to shine. If you have a brick and mortar, you're listening, this is your time. Because people are starving for human connection. Even though technology has allowed us to be more connected in a sense, you know, the world has become smaller. We are so isolated. Even, you know, AI software companies are trying their very best to make AI as human-like as possible. We need that human connection, that human interaction, that engagement. And as brick and mortars, you can cloak yourself, your brick and mortar, in a blanket of care, right? You can make attention to detail. Remember I said this, you can make attention to detail a part of your brick and mortar landscape. It just covers it. And so that's why we focus on these details that some may say, well, that's not a big deal. That's insignificant. Nobody really cares about that. Yes, they do. This is where your grace lies, right here in those details. This is where your margin exists, in those details. I promise you that. So we're going to go on a journey. Jesse's Towel is a journey, and we are going to take it together. And this journey is all about those details that we often overlook, that we think are so simple. We're always looking for the bombastic. We're always looking for the event. But we need to see the small details that connect to this thing, and then this thing, and then this thing. And before you know it, you're looking at a whole successful company. Stop looking at events. Start seeing the bigger picture. Start seeing in whole, because your diamonds are not in far distant mountains or in yonder seas. They are in your own backyard. If you dig for them, we are going to dig for them, because I want you to get and keep your customers. So I would love it for you all to go on this journey with me. We can do this together. Join the house of MCL. That's what I want. Think about the lamest thing you spent $10 on this week. Just think about the lamest thing. Like, you got yourself a latte and it was not very good. You think about whatever it is. Imagine for $2.50 a week, you can invest in your business. You can bet on yourself. You have an entire community, the House of MCL, cheering for you. So please remember to be engaged, to be focused, to know what your customers need, and be prepared to deliver it through those details. Thank you, House of MCL, for sharing your precious time with me. This is Miss Customer Loyalty, your host, and truly my cup runs over, and all I can say is thank you. And remember, the purpose of your business is to get and keep your customer.